It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Because, see, they're bringing us to Top 5 at 5.
Oh, that's the connection.
Right.
So we give stuff away.
Round and proud to Sarah and Rob. Where is the traffic
know.
Trouble?
I don't know what's happened here.
What's happening?
I don't know. Something happened.
That wasn't supposed
and that's,
to go
and
that
this
way.
Is still going on, too. What's going on? Checking in at
number 5.
Woo. My God.
Thank God that's over.
I know. It was a technical nightmare. Patty Blagojevich speaking today at her husband's resentencing hearing, the judge leaving the original 14-year sentence intact, which, of course, is stemming from corruption charges. Blagojevich has been in jail for 4 years, and there was an appeals court that threw out some of the counts against Blagojevich, so they thought that they had a chance, and Patty had written a very, very emotional letter
begging
to
the court,
the judge.
Basically, absolutely using those words, I'm begging you for mercy.
Here's what she said.
I don't really have anything else to say. I'm dumbfounded and flabbergasted at the inability for the judge to see that things are different than they were 4.5 years ago and his unwillingness to bestow even the smallest amount of leniency or mercy or kindness.
People were stunned.
It is stunning. But what's interesting about that, though, and it is interesting, is that there's an expectation that, you know, I think that things are different now. So he's changed. He apologized. Changed. Well, that's not the point of sentencing in the first place.
But things are different more than just he's changed. Things are different that 5 counts got dropped. And I think that's the strongest legal argument to say, well, can you shave some time off? Because the most serious charges were dropped from his plate. Basically, those are not part of the deal anymore for the court really to sentence him with. So does this deserve a lighter sentence? The judge said no.
So Len Goodman, the attorney for Rob Blagojevich, was on this program, and we asked him, but, you know, where is he going next? And they are they do wish to appeal if possible. They can take it to the Supreme Court. They asked the
Again,
Supreme Court to,
right?
Well, they asked him to look at it before, and the Supreme Court said, hey, wait, no, we can't. The government stopped and said, this isn't a done deal yet.
It's not a final judgment, they said.
Right, so it's not a final judgment. You can't appeal a non-final judgment. Let the other court rule on it, and that's what happened today, so, or at least sentence it. So now they can take it to the Supreme Court. It'll be interesting if the Supreme Court hears it. He also didn't rule out Rob Blagojevich. He said he would actually encourage Rob Blagojevich to write a clemency request to Barack Obama.
He didn't rule it out, no, although a lot of legal experts and analysts are saying that I'm not sure that the president would want that to be part of his legacy.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
It doesn't seem like a real viable option, but we'll see. I think on a very human level, God, how hard was it to hear the testimony or what little Annie said in court today, the 13-year-old daughter, about how she wanted to stop growing up so that she could wait for her daddy to come home. So heartbreaking to hear that, but the U.S. attorney's response was, hey, you know, we can't forget the people of Illinois or what he did. So that didn't seem to play a role either.
This is what Robert Blagojevich had to say.
I'm extraordinarily disappointed in the judge's reaffirmation of my brother's egregiously high 14-year sentence. When I look around the country and I look here locally, even other people who have been convicted of crimes where they enrich themselves. In Jesse Jackson's case, $750,000, and he only gets a year and a half. There is a great disparity of equal justice, sadly, in my brother's case. And it concerns me as an American citizen.
And you saw his former attorney, Sam Adam, Blagojevich's former one, make the same case before reporters there after the court ruled, basically saying, look, you see people, you know, who kill people who get less or do all these other types of crimes and get less time. I think that feels right in a lot of ways, but this court is saying the fabric of Illinois is torn and disfigured because of his corruption. So they're saying not only, you know, this is, he had a high position in the state and abused it.
Yeah, well, it goes even further than that. A lot of people who kill people get a lot more than that on average, right? I mean, look at Drew Peterson. There wasn't even it was a case that people didn't even think that the government was going to win, and Drew Peterson got 60 years, and they got banged with another 60.
You certainly see pedophiles and much, you know, very serious crimes who get less time.
Yeah, you've seen some get less time. But I think that's one of those arguments that people want to make that I don't think befits what happened here. Because remember, Rob Blagojevich ran for governor under the shadow of George Ryan. And said he was going to be different. He was going to be clean. These people weren't clean. This is going to be clean now. It's going to be clean. It's going to be clean. And the minute he got in, instead, like an hour into it, he started selling things off. And we'll play the conversation between Rahm Emanuel and Rob Blagojevich, the Roe and Anna Mighty Art Players have put together it's from an FBI
edited
file. It's from an FBI file. It's a tape that was never released by the FBI, but
it's part of the transcripts.
Part of the transcripts that were released. And
very
so,
dignified exchange.
Yes.
Shines a nice light on our Illinois political system, I would say.
It'll give you a sense of why there was 14 years. And as to the issue of Barack Obama pardoning Rob Blagojevich, do you remember this particular tape that the FBI has about Rob Blagojevich's feelings on Barack Obama?
I just got to suck it up for 2 years and do nothing. Give this mother his senator him. For nothing, him. I'll put Luana there before I do that.
You do what?
I'll put Luana in the Senate before I just give Valerie Jarrett a Senate seat. And I don't get anything from some chick. Oh, don't get me started.
God.
Yes, he's talking about the two-term president of the United States right there. Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I don't think he's going to pardon him. That's what I'm thinking, checking in at.
Number four.
What exactly is Donald Trump saying here? He was talking about Hillary Clinton picking Supreme Court justices and how the Second Amendment people could stop her. Twitter blew up, suggesting that it was a veiled assassination threat of Hillary Clinton herself. But it's possibly meant either gun rights advocates halting her choices or making sure they don't confiscate guns.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, that will be a horrible day.
I don't know. I think it's totally irresponsible. But if you look at social media and like the feeds and everybody's saying, oh, he's asking people to kill Hillary Clinton, it's not. I think that leap is ridiculous. It's just irresponsible, and it's part of what we've come to expect about Donald Trump, the way he speaks.
It's a veiled reference to violence. That's clear to me. It's clear to me that it's a veiled reference. It's an allusion to something. He's just trying. He's being cute by half. Right there. And that's beginning, middle, and end of what he's doing right there, because that's what he does. Because he can't help himself. He behaved on 2 days, disappeared for two more over 4 days, and then he comes back out and his first big speech after behaving all day yesterday, he goes up and he says this cute thing. And it's like, you idiot. And now all of his surrogates are out there having to defend him doing this. The hardest working people in show business are those blondes on CNN who have to get up there every day and say, not what he meant. No, he meant this. Oh, no, he's a genius. Those are people who cannot imagine the kind of vacation that they need right now. And CNN just did a great story about when he says, you know, many people say, or I've heard from many people, many people say, people are saying, when he says that, it's always as a cover for some outrageous statement that he's going to make that is unprovable.
He cites it to they or them, or these
people. These people. They say.
I still think there's a chance that he could drop out of the race, but that's just me. They're actually odds makers over the pond in England who are taking odds now, 10-1 odds that Donald Trump will not be the official Republican presidential nominee on the ballot. I don't know. Anything's possible.
They only have 2 weeks to figure that out, though.
Right. They have to, by what is it, September, early September?
August 26th.
August 26th. Hmm. Could be an eventful couple weeks.
Yeah. So now here is the thing.
Mm-hmm. What's the thing?
Here's the thing. Here's the deal.
Okay.
All the people who were like yesterday, Republicans like, well, yeah, maybe it's kind of making sense, you know. Maybe it's, you know. And then this morning, there were some Republicans like this letter came out. And we talked to the guy who was the architect of this letter of the 50 national
CIA?
Security advisors mm-hmm. that are Republicans are going against him. And then you had the Republican senator from Maine who comes out against him. Mm-hmm. So people are coming out against him. And I thought, well, even this morning, I'm like, well, I don't know. Maybe that's the old time because maybe he's turning it around. And then an hour later, he's an idiot.
You thought that he was going to turn it around? I think I've kind of lost hope that his message is going to change at this point or become more controlled.
Friday night, I got to go. But Friday night, I'm listening to his speech on Friday night that he was reading, like he was, and when he was endorsing.
Uh-huh.
Right, Paul Ryan and John McCain, and then the speech
right.
yesterday, like a fourth grader or a seventh grader who was reading his book report that his mother wrote for him. You know that speech yesterday. I thought, okay, mm-hmm. well he's been told he's gotten the riot act. He
but
knows
isn't that more the exception than the rule.
Right, he's got it, and then boom, it doesn't take him a day. Violetta,
yes,
it's your turn.
Weekday mornings, it has everything you need to know and some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
$50 gift certificate, 312-981-7200. 19th caller rips us off for the $50 Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview gift certificate right now. Take it away, kids. Checking in at
number three.
American swimmer Lily King set up Monday night grudge match against Russian drug cheat Yulia Efimova. That's a vodka, isn't it?
Yeah, that sounds like a swear word.
With a heavy dose of trash talking and a Dikembe Mutombo style finger wave. That's like a metronome, you know?
Yes,
not in this house.
Oh, no.
Following the 100-meter breaststroke semifinals.
Well, Lily, we saw you in the ready room, and you watched Efimova, and she put up her number one, and you sort of went, what were the words that go with that gesture?
You know, you're shaking your finger number one, and you've been caught for drug cheating. I'm just not, you know, I'm not a fan, so, you know, going to go swim my heart out for USA, and hopefully that turns out the best.
Yeah, I didn't mention this yesterday, but did you see the entire Paralympic team
mm-hmm.
from Russia? Got tossed out for doping. They're doping their Paralympians.
Oh my gosh.
Trump, where are you now on Putin? The wheelchair basketball guys are juicing.
Well, Russia was a powerhouse in the Paralympics. Now we know why.
Interesting.
When in the Sochi, the games, they took home like 80 gold medals or something like that.
Mm-hmm. It's not often you see trash talking during the Olympics, I don't think, but this, it seems like she's right to not stay silent about it. She's saying it's not a level playing field and that she'd prefer that to be the case.
And to her credit, she didn't back down when asked about American athletes either.
Right, that's right.
Justin Gatlin is going to run. He's been busted for it too, and she said she doesn't think he should be playing. Should be racing.
Right.
So she's taking a stand, even though her coach told them sort of to stay away from
this
issue.
Yeah.
But
shutting up.
But how would it be to compete when you know it's not a level playing field, right? I mean, I don't know.
Gotta
I think
suck.
She's got
yeah.
a point.
Yeah,
she's got
no
a point.
Question, but... All right, checking in at
number two.
I need an easy friend. I do. With a bear to land. I do. Think you fit this shoe. I do.
Wow. This is interesting. Frances Bean.
Mm-hmm. The daughter of Kirk, of Bean. What is his name?
Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love.
That's it.
Has taken to social media to show off her own musical prowess. Listen to this. She played a clip of herself covering Jimmy Eat World, The Middle.
Take some time, little girl. You're in the middle after everything will be just fine.
Ooh. She's got some talent there.
Better than her mom, I can tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. Checking in at
number
1.
Been a lot of virtual ink spilled on the ways in which the Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump might pull off a win in the general election. Or might not. But Bill Maher says he's willing to do anything. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. See, this is going to be like Bill Maher doing what Donald Trump just did, isn't it? To keep Donald Trump from becoming president.
Oh, right, right. Mm-hmm.
Every fight, every cause has to take a backseat to defeating Trump. Mm. He's like an infection. You don't fool around with it. We all have our issues that are important to us. And so just to lead by example, let me say that I will take my own close to the heart pet cause, pot legalization, off the table. And you know me, I have seeds in my urine. You know that. But if someone... If someone told me that pushing for pot might cost Hillary Ohio until November 8th, I'm just going to shut the f*** up about it.
He's taking a stand.
All right, coming up, we remember Rob Blagojevich. We won't be seeing him for a number of years now.
2024. I think May of 2024 is the earliest he can get out with that 85% sentencing rule.
And, well... We will, the Rowan and Mighty Art Players have put together a recreation of audio that the FBI was able to get. They'd never released this tape.
They released the transcripts, but not the tape. This one.
Yeah.
It's too bad they didn't.
If you're just wondering why it was that Rob Blagojevich has gone away for such a long time and, maybe they should just let him go. Well... You can listen to this, and you will. It may explain something. This is a conversation he was having in the days after Barack Obama's election in 2008 with then transitioning Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel about the Senate seat. And if you have any doubts in your mind about what's going on, this will clear it up for you. And then coming up, we're going to play a game, a very special game, coming up at 6:40. You're not going to want to miss this. Olympic event or hillbilly pastime? And let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I have just reviewed these questions, these different events or hillbilly pastimes. And if I were playing this game, I would not be able to tell the difference.
No, you wouldn't get many right.
Yes, I would not get many right. So
that's great.
We're going to play this game. It's really going to be something, as Donald Trump would say. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be magnificent. It's going to be huge. You're going to love it. It's going to be beautiful. Coming up at 6:40. Don't miss that. But first...